We're like the bride.
The bride's ceremony.
Yes, I'll give a brief oral report and then open up to questions. So we did send out the executive director's report on Friday. I just want to highlight a couple of things. The first is that we're very excited starting January 15th. We're going to be fully implementing our YOLOGO Route 42 changes. So, you know, we did in the morning, in September, we did a 30-minute service in the morning. Starting January 15th, it'll be a 30-minute service in the afternoon. So fully implementing that service change that has been envisioned. So we're very excited about that and appreciate Michael and his team for working miracles with their limited workforce to make that happen. I also want to note that we had a very interesting technical advisory committee meeting that I just want to highlight. The notes are in your packet. This was a kind of a continuation of some of the board conversation as part of our vision, values, and priorities discussion about what role, what more expanded role YCTV could play with regard to coordinating major transportation capital improvements in the county. So we had a series of great conversations with folks from our various jurisdictions and then a very productive meeting where there was broad support for YCTV playing a more active role. And so we're going to be continuing to work with our technical advisory committee as well as the board and citizens advisory committee over the coming months as part of our strategic planning process to flesh out what that looks like. But it felt like an important milestone, and I just wanted to share that. And then lastly, just want to welcome Heather Choffey, our new Executive Assistant and Clerk of the Board. This is her first meeting, and very, very happy to have Heather on board. We definitely threw in the deep end for the first week or two. And she keeps coming back, so just please join me in welcoming her and thanking her for being here.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions of Autumn? And then we'll turn to board members for their reports. The questions of what Autumn shared? Okay. Colleagues, does any member of the board have anything you'd like to share?
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to mention that the city manager of Woodland and our community development and also city engineer and Spencer, the communicator, came over and had a nice sit down with Autumn. It was so appreciative. Right hand. But anyway, it was really very nice. I just encourage all of you to consider having a sit down every now and then just to make sure the lines of communication are as good as we can make them, because we all really want to work closely together going forward. But thank you, Autumn. We certainly enjoyed our visit.
So if none other reports from board, I'd just like to say that this is for the public who will be watching this in years to come. This is the final meeting that I will be a member of this board. I'm not continuing my service as a member of the board of supervisors after December of 2022. I'm really pleased that I'll be succeeded by a champion, Lucas Ferrick, who I couldn't wish for a better successor. And I'm so proud of the work that this agency has done, and especially in the last couple of years. And Autumn Bernstein, we are so pleased to have you serving as the Executive Director for Yolo County Transportation District as we chart a whole new future for this agency. Based on our ongoing and longstanding statutory authority, we're going to fully realize it. Thanks to you all. So thank you all for your partnership. This is one of the best things we've done together.
Yeah.
You're here.
Mm-hmm.
So TransDev, do you have something you'd like to report? Michael, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, we're doing well as far as manpower. We have 54 available pieces of work, and we have 54 operators to cover all of them. Also, and within that, imagine some of them are extra board, which is for call-offs, vacations, coverage like that. Our number is actually higher, but we have 6 folks that are out on leave of absence right now. Unfortunately, some of them are going to be a short-term, and then we have 3 in training right now. So we're doing well moving forward.
Very good.
Any other questions?
No? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have anything further to report on your administrative reports?
Okay.
I commend you all to take a look at the written PD Managed Lane monthly report, and I think you're going to be continuing to provide that as an ongoing series.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so there's some good information there. You can see what's been going on. And I think in the consent calendar, we approved the 2023 meeting schedule. And the long-range calendar, again, just suggest you take a look at that because it's an ambitious schedule. There's a lot of meaty, substantive topics coming up for you all. And I think that brings us to item five.
Yes, and unfortunately, Chris Conley, our communications and marketing specialist, is out sick today. He's got one of the viruses that are going on. So I am going to be doing my best to fill in on this item. So Heather, if you wouldn't mind sharing the slide deck, I will do what I can. Well, maybe while Heather's working on that, I'll just start with a little bit of a refresh in terms of, as you may recall at our last meeting, we had a couple of different logos that were shared. And so as part of that, we had some discussion both about the merits of the different logos as well as the kind of sets the topic of whether, as well as the question of whether or not we should continue to use the word county in our name or whether or not there was some merit in removing the term, the word county from our name. And the board then seemed to have preference for the first logo, the first of the two, and also thought it made sense to support dropping the word county from our name. Therefore, us becoming YOLO Transportation District, or YOLO TV, as I am now trying to train myself to say, pending your actions tonight. So the other thing that you directed staff to do was to solicit some feedback from the communication staff at our member jurisdictions, and you did. I know Chris talked with Spencer at the City of Woodland and also with Jenny Tan at the City of Davis and got some feedback from them, and based on that, we have what that's in your packet and it's here on the screen, YOLO TV, this logo with the kind of the D having some arrows in it, which kind of indicates kind of forward motion. There's a couple of different pages here, and I don't know what all these different things are for, but there's two different images, all kind of reinforcing that brand, and I guess my thought is that these should be different, different ways this logo would be used in different contexts. Anyway, what we'd love to do is to share your feedback on this. We are, I think as Chris mentioned at our last meeting, we have our new YOLO TV website is ready to go. So this is complementing the YOLO Bus website, which is all very much oriented towards our transit service. The YOLO TV website will be about everything else that YOLO TV does. So once we have the logo approved, we will move forward with launching that website. So with that, I'd love to just come hear your reactions and any questions you might have, thoughts on new brand.
Great. Thank you. Excited.
Welcome.
Let's start with Matt and then Jesse.
Thank you. Mine is just a first clarification. I think you just said this, but I want to make sure I have it in my mind the right way. Would YOLO Bus continue to operate as YOLO Bus?
Yeah.
And then the district would now operate as YOLO Team.
Correct, yeah. There historically was no YTTV brand. It was just YOLO Bus. And so we've used YOLO Bus as the kind of the logo and the brand that we use for everything. And so this is meant to be kind of like, a family of brands. And again, this is not my expertise. We would have YOLO Bus. We would have YOLO TV. We're also engaged in a branding exercise for our microtransit service, which is currently Your Ride, YOLO Urban Rural Connections. That is going to be rebranded as well. And we're still working on the name, but it will also be YOLO something. So the idea is that everything would start with YOLO, but then you would have a different kind of sub-brand associated with that.
Thank you.
Sure.
Jesse, please.
Yeah, and then appreciate the explanation. I love the logo. I love that we are in this time period where we have rebranded and where we have restructured, and now we have the logo to match our ambitious new plan. So, good job. Thank you.
I'm happy. Thank you.
Well, I think it's an exciting look, and I like that it could be morphed into various shapes and colors to get the message out. And I think it does, it carries the message. And the idea of, we've done it with the food bank has changed to Yolo Food Bank instead of Yolo County Food Bank. Yolo County Housing Authority changed from Yolo to Yolo Housing. So I think it's aligned with those efforts. It doesn't take anything away. In fact, it makes it more clear that it's not a Yolo County government entity, but it is a entity that serves all of the county. I like it a lot. So you'd like a motion to approve?
Yes, I would love a motion to approve the logo and the kind of, I don't think we're legally dropping county from our name at this point, but in terms of our branding.
You know, the truth is you don't have to change any of our legal paper. We can call ourselves Yolo Transportation District, operate pursuant to the existing full court civil lawyer. I'm sorry, I don't want your job.
You can have it. Do you have anything to add on that?
No, I agree with that. I mean, on official contracts and other documents that come to the board, you will certainly still see the legal entity given name. But for the purposes of branding and how people know us and learn us, that will just continue to go under the new letterhead, which will be much more recognizable.
I want to be sure that if we ask for public comment, is there anybody who would like to address this topic before we take a motion? Okay. Do we have a motion?
I'm sorry. Corn is on.
Okay. Is there a second?
Okay. Second.
All right. So we have a motion from Director Lauren and a second from Director Perrex. Please call the roll. The motion is to approve the branded package as presented. Yes.
David?
Aye.
Can you hold it?
Aye.
Can you hold it?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks very much.
Thank you. And now we'll move to item 6, the selection of the chair and vice chair. You see in the package the rotational pattern that we adopted over the years, and the timing that we should change this year to have it be a calendar year appointment consistent with the appointment of a member jurisdiction. So may I make the motion? I would make the motion to officially appoint Tom Stallard, our current vice chair, to serve as chair for a calendar year 2022. Second. Are there any other nominations?
Yolo County?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Can you hold it?
Aye.
Can you hold it?
Aye.
Given the, so that passed, Tom, thank you for stepping in this little bit. We appreciate it. Page 2 to fill that. They were the big I filled the panels before you. So it was we've got a wonderful series of leadership and shared leadership. And Jesse was the shared before me Lucas and nice work. And then in fact the next vice chair will come from the city of Davis. We simply don't know who that's going to be yet. We have our hopes and dreams and suspicions that there's not been an appointment. So we'll wait until January for that.
Yeah, I believe they're finished making all their appointments on January 3rd.
Yeah. Is there any other business?
Okay.
Well, we're done then. So I guess we'll go ahead and adjourn at 7:27.
Happy holidays. You have it.
Thank you. Happy holidays.